You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we've got so much breaking news, I don't even know how to put it back together.
I don't either. Do you want to go first?
Story here from CBS News. Two women have been arrested and accused of helping some of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail, according to the Louisiana State Police. Courtney Harris, age 32, of New Orleans, and Corvante Baptiste, 38. Corvante Baptiste, 38, were arrested. They are each charged with being accessories after the fact of felony. According to police, Courtney Harris, allegedly transported two of the escaped inmates to multiple locations in New Orleans. The state police did not identify the inmates, but said they are among the five who are still on the run. Before Friday's escape, Harris was also allegedly in contact over the phone with an inmate who is still at large. The inmate also not identified.
One of them was talking to one of the guys before the escape. So
help us get out and we will have...
Baptiste allegedly helped escaped inmate Corey Boyd get food while he was hiding in a home.
A happily ever after.
Boyd, who is 19, was captured yesterday in New Orleans.
You know where they went wrong? They didn't use a dog crate.
Okay. Could we also just all agree that once they are all back behind bars, they should have to write 10,000 times the correct usage and spelling of two.
Yes.
Two. Ooh.
Judge should say it shall be ordered. All right. Speaking of judge, our friend Matt Fleener over at KNBC 9 News just posted that La Tierra taco shells could soon return. Oh,
God loves me. I knew it.
After the potential $10 million sale of assets. A Kansas City Metro favorite. I'm going to correct that. It is a nationwide favorite. Could soon be returning to store shelves. La Tierra taco shells and seasoning may make a comeback following a proposed $10 million sale of assets tied to the brand. Mm-hmm. The court-appointed receiver for Gladstone Food Products Company is seeking court approval to sell off all of the assets, satisfy the debts, and then there is a silent buyer, Scott, a confidential buyer that is only identified as a large publicly traded company.
Why wouldn't you want to be known? You're like a hero now.
Says they will take over the helm. And listen to this sentence. The proposed sale follows more than 40 inquiries from potential buyers.
What if they change the recipe?
They will not.
That's what you're buying.
What if it's El Paso and they just change
well, then
it?
I'm not, then I'm not interested.
A hearing is scheduled for May 27th. Circle your calendars.
This is good news, people.
This next story ticks me off, but we are here to inform. The teenager accused in the murder of Kansas City restaurant owner Sean Brady will not be tried as an adult. A judge so determined this afternoon. A judge has determined that a teenager charged in the shooting of a Kansas City restaurant owner will not be certified as an adult. The ruling was made today by Judge Jennifer Phillips. The 15-year-old was charged last year with killing Sean Brady. Judge ruled today that he will remain in the juvenile system. He's charged with second-degree murder, attempted stealing, and armed criminal action.
Why is that up to a judge to determine? Why is that not a prosecutor?
Because you have to be certified. You have to be certified to stand trial as an adult.
I understand, but
and the judge today said no.
Yeah, I understand that, but could you not put it before a jury and let them determine, you know, let's say they end up getting a conviction on second-degree murder or whatever it is, and let the jury decide should he be found guilty as an adult or as a juvenile.
Okay. I will say this. I don't know that we leave that up to a jury. Are you going to hear mitigating circumstances? Or like going into the, you know, health records of a 15-year-old, like what, and you know this is part of it, what was the home like life like? What? How did he do in school? Like what led him, what sort of awful path did this human being go down that at age 15 you have taken a life? They have to look at all of that.
But senseless, I mean, not that there's really a good reason to take somebody's life, but just it was so senseless.
15 to me, you know, understand right,
you know,
right from wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely you do.
He and a group of his friends allegedly went to an area of town to try to carjack someone or burglar, steal their car, whatever.
Yeah.
And as a result, shot someone. They knew what they were doing, allegedly.
Yep.
Every step of the way.
Yep.
They didn't bring a gun to steal a car, allegedly, without the intent of defending themselves with that weapon should they need to.
And then is it he would basically go away for 6 years until he's 21? Is that how that works?
I think that is how that works.
I believe it's 21 and a half in the state of Missouri. Yeah.
You go to a juvenile detention center, and then when you're 21 and a half, 21, whatever it is, you're free to go.
Well, when you're 18, are you not moved up to the big house? You can't have an 18, 19, or 21-year-old in a juvenile facility.
Dana, you know what? Fortunately, I don't know the answer to that.
I think at 18, 19, 20, 21, you're moved up to general population.
Then why not try him as an adult to begin with?
For years 15, 16, 17, and 18. I know.
I guarantee you not only—
People are ticked off.
Well, they should be. Quite frankly, they should be. I don't understand how a 15-year-old doesn't know what they are doing. And if that means he ends up going to prison for the next 20, 25 years, then so be it. You know, you killed a perfectly innocent man who had done nothing but take the trash out of his restaurant. And you want us to treat you like a kid?
I mean, I get the argument for a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old.
Well,
maybe they didn't know what they were doing, right?
And there was a story in the stack last week. I don't remember where this was. It was not here. But I sent it to you, Sam, and I'm sure you printed it off, and we just didn't get time to get to it. But there were one of them wasn't even a teenager. There were two young boys who had killed somebody. And I can't remember what state it was in. One was 12, and the other was 13.
Yep.
Now, I can certainly hear
completely the completely different at 12 and 13 than you are at 15.
I can completely hear the argument, feel the argument even, and probably agree with you if you want to make the argument that a 12-year-old should not be tried as an adult, even though somebody sadly and for no reason lost their life. But it's a hard sell to tell me that a 12-year-old should be tried as an adult.
Are you referencing the case where they shot him and then ran him over and filmed it for TikTok?
Yes.
Those kids most certainly need to be tried as an adult. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were filming it for social media.
But that almost lends credence to my argument, the fact that they were filming it for social media, that they were clearly, I'm not saying that they didn't know what they were doing was wrong. But what I'm arguing is, in their minds, in their very underdeveloped minds, this was almost a game. And
I don't know.
I know. Sometimes I wonder, I mean, do we live in hell? 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Story here. Forget cookware and kitchen appliances. An increasing number of couples are foregoing wedding registries altogether and asking for something even more practical a wedding gift.
Yes.
Money to be put toward a down payment on a starter home.
Yeah.
A recent survey by LendingTree found that 48% of homeowners who got married in the past 2 years asked for down payment assistance from their wedding guests instead of traditional
presents. How smart is that? That's like the smartest thing ever.
Have you seen the price of homes? Yeah, I'm all in.
Well, you just got your first one.
Money, money, money.
Also, most of the wedding gifts that you get, you're never going to use.
They're worthless. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it right now. How many people have boxed up their, quote, fine china from one house to the next house to the next house, and it has never left the original box that you packed it in?
So, my grandmother, Sweet Doris, Doris Parks, when Shonda and I got married in 1996, gave us a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, china set. And to this day, not only does it still sit in a box in the basement, it has never been used. Never once. And we were married 29 years ago.
So I helped Mary Beth move into her current apartment, our current apartment. I'm obviously going to help her move into the new home.
Well, I hope so.
we also have a box of china that I don't even know what it looks like.
Is it fine in nature, Sam?
Is there any other kind?
I know it's in a box, and I know that it's been moved, and it's going to be moved again.
Let me tell you something. You know, God forbid the day comes when St. Margaret goes to meet the Lord. Okay? I'm not looking forward to that day. Obviously, I love that woman. The one thing I'm not looking forward to doing is going through her house. That woman, may God bless her always, has not only fine china, seven different sets of plates and bowls.
Okay. Let me tell you what that is worth today.
Yeah.
Nada.
Who
Zero.
Who decided that it was fine
okay.
china?
I'm going to tell you this right now,
Sam.
Do you remember the Jones store?
Of course.
This is the one of the biggest scams ever dropped on America is that somehow back in the day, they got all of us to believe that you had to pay $30 for one plate that you were never going to use ever. And everyone did it, Scott. Well, have you picked out your china? What kind of china? What kind of pattern did we go with? Have you picked out your china? What about you? What kind of pattern did you go with? I don't know. I don't have time. There's several different patterns. You would go to Dillard's or the Jones store. Macy's didn't even have it back in the day. Mm-hmm. And you would pick out your china. And then that china went in a box, never to be opened again.
That is correct.
And we all, like blind, stupid sheep, told everyone, will you please, please buy me a gravy boat for our wedding?
Oh, no.
Do you want me to tell you the number of times anyone I know has ever used a gravy boat? Zero.
Well, hold on. The gravy boat we use.
That is not true. My mother does serve gravy in a gravy boat at Thanksgiving. That is correct.
Does she serve it with a matching ladle?
It does have a ladle. I don't recall if it matches or not,
but
I believe it does.
Why did we fall for that?
I remember when we went and registered, I think we registered at a handful of places. One of them was, I think, Bed Bath & Beyond. And partly because, you know, we were in our mid-20s and a lot of our friends, you know, didn't have a lot of money to go get more expensive gifts. So we went, one place we did register was Bed Bath & Beyond, and we had put on the registry some cheaper items. I remember being at Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever store it was, and we had pretty much gone through the store and registered a handful of items. And I'm like, we don't need anything else. We started putting on the registry things we knew we were never going to use just so people had options to get us a gift for the wedding. I love this idea of just giving money.
But it feels weird to just ask for money.
Why?
Why?
I went to a handful of graduation parties on Sunday. In fact, that's all I did on Sunday was go to graduation parties. In every single card, I just put money. Because that's what the kid wants.
Ahead of Christmas this year, we sat down with her mom and stepdad, and they were talking to us about what we want for Christmas. And I made a joke about how people in their 20s don't want things for Christmas. They want money. Well, you want to know what I got for Christmas from them?
Money.
And I still feel like an insincere jerk.
Well, when we have Christmas at my home, especially now that, you know, Sarah's 24, Maya's 20, I'll get them one useful gift and then money.
I was very appreciative, you know, but I don't know. I feel like a jerk. I don't want your thoughtful gift. I want cash.
No, I don't think anyone should feel like a jerk anymore because most of that other stuff you're not going to use. And by the time you're ready to settle down, people are getting married later in life, you know, 26, 27, 28, when for us, Scott, it was
50.
Early 20s. And then before that, it was, you know, my parents at age 19. People are getting married later. So by the time you get married now at age 26 or 27, you already own a toaster.
I know.
You already own a blender. You already own that Shark vacuum thing. Which, by the way, can I tell you something funny?
Here we go.
I was vacuuming the other day, and it did not appear to be...
Like really vacuuming?
Yeah. It did not appear to be vacuuming. But it's very very calming. Very the rhythm of it is sort of
I've been telling you this for
satisfying.
Years.
It's sort of satisfying.
And the carpet's clean. It's crazy.
Well, I only have one little tiny rug.
Who are you?
So I'm vacuuming. This is who I am, and you're gonna crack up as soon as I tell you this.
A birder, an early riser.
As I'm vacuuming, I kind of notice it's not doing very well. So I'm like, this is a waste of time. I'll just use a broom. I go to turn it off, but instead of turning it off, I put it on another setting, and then the thing started whirling.
Oh,
I had been vacuuming, but not vacuuming this entire time.
Oh God. Oh, God.
Apparently, there's a setting where it's, I don't know if that's for attachments or like what.
Yep.
Well, they need to make it clear. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when the thing's not spinning, it's not on.
It's
all
not
the way.
Picking anything up. It
then
needs,
why would you even have that setting?
It's for the attachments. For like the you attachment. Just said.
Yeah.
The you spinning, just nailed it.
Did you notice the spinning thing has little bristles on, like a brush?
I did when I accidentally went down one.
What that does is.
I thought Alaska being an island was going to be the pinnacle for this week.
I'm not much of a vacuumer. I'm telling you, don't have any carpet.
It's the spinning of that tube with the bristles on it.
Got it.
That when it makes contact with the rug, like let's say you bite your fingernails and you spit them out onto the rug or something. It's that
spinning that kicks it up.
No, it's the bristles that catch the things on the floor.
Got it.
And
so anyway, if you are buying someone a vacuum for their nuptials, get one where it very clearly says, you know, shove that thing all the way down to the bottom.
Can we go back to the part where you realized that the vacuum wasn't vacuuming the rug and you thought about getting a broom out?
What is happening?
You were going to sweep the rug?
Oh, we only have one tiny rug. The rest of the house is hardwood.
Do you vacuum the hardwood as well?
Yeah. Okay. That's what the shark is supposed to do, but apparently you're supposed to do it on a different setting. I don't know. Anyway, lesson learned.
Also, I thought you had a Roomba. I have so many questions.
Do you need a Roomba, Sam?
Do I need a Roomba?
Do you still have one?
I still have that Roomba. I'm not a fan.
Why?
The cats hate it. I just am not. I'm not. I really am not. It works. Here's the deal with the Roomba. You either love the Roomba and you cannot imagine your life without it, or you think it's the biggest waste of money next to fine china.
Have you seen, and both of you live in apartments now, condos, sorry. Have you seen these new, they're like Roombas for your yard? They mow your grass.
Oh, yeah.
You geofence this little.
Yeah, it works.
I know. My neighbor, Pete, across the street has one.
You got to keep it charged.
Make sure it's not running and you go out to, you know, lay in the grass or something.
No, it's geofenced.
They're expensive, though.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
I think he told me it was several thousands of dollars.
I'll tell you this. There are a couple of private golf courses around town that now have those on all of the greens.
Really?
And how brilliant is that?
I would hate that, though, because I actually like mowing.
You do?
I cannot wait to start mowing.
Have you ever mowed without the blades going burr, 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 burr? Because
no,
you know what?
It
won't cut
walking.
The grass if you do that.
That's called walking the yard.
Pro tip.
There is a setting on riding lawnmowers where you have to turn the blades on. And it's a whole lot louder when the blades are on.
You like to mow?
I love mowing.
See, I love landscaping. I hate mowing. I haven't owned a lawnmower in 15 years. Well, it's not been that long, but more than 10.
We're getting a riding lawnmower with the house.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's a different story.
We're going to be a mower rider.
Oh, it's going to stay in the shed. I'm getting a push mower.
Wow.
Man, you're just moving on up, aren't you?
I love mowing. And then I'm going to go to the bathroom and talk to you through the door about some soup.
And tomato bisque.
You want to split a sandwich.
Are you going to go with the Reuben?
You get half. I get half. That's the
mix and match.
Well, I understand how it works, Panera. Okay. 913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, you're welcome to on this idea of brides and grooms saying, hey, let's forego the new toaster or the Keurig. We want cash to put down a down payment on our starter home when we get married. Dana had a great point. A lot of people are getting married later in life. They might already have a home. They've certainly already got a toaster. Is cash just more convenient? Is it a better gift? One would argue. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out.
This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's go to Jennifer in Lee's Summit. Jennifer, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hi, Dana. This is Jen.
Hi.
Hi. You know me, but anyway, I concur with you because two things. The vacuum, that setting you're on, is for wood floors and tile. So it has a suction, but it's
okay.
Not for the carpet.
Okay. Now yeah. That makes sense.
And the other thing was, you know, I, too, thought Alaska was an island because on the maps in grade school, the kind that would pull down on a board, They were, like, next to Hawaii.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. I am very aware.
Wait, Jennifer.
We both went to KU.
Jennifer, we have... No. We have that map in... We have actually two of them in this studio, and we're looking at it where Alaska is in a little box down by Hawaii, right. Which is... both of them are covering Mexico. If you thought it was an island way down there and out there, why did Hawaii have palm trees and Alaska had snow?
You know, it was just up north. Up until like 2 years ago, and I'm her age, Dana's age, up until just a couple years ago, I learned this and I could not believe it.
Jennifer, I love you. Call in anytime you want. And can I also just remind everybody, when you were in grade school, was there anything more exciting than coming into the classroom and the teacher had the maps all pulled down, obstructing the view of the chalkboard, because you knew that meant something very exciting was about to be revealed.
On the chalkboard?
Yes. In grade school, where I went to elementary school, those maps, when you pulled them down, remember they had the little dowel rod?
Yes.
Here, and you would pull them down.
Yes.
When we would come back from recess, if those maps were pulled down, it meant she was hiding something.
Okay.
Usually something fun, maybe a word game. Behind, or times tables, that wasn't very exciting, but hiding it behind the maps.
I was excited when the teacher would bring that big cart in that had the gigantic tube television on top of it.
Oh, that reminds me of the Challenger explosion. Why do you have to bring everybody down all the time?
Well, but Dana, they brought in the TV more than just once. And yes, we did watch the Challenger explosion. Well, no.
Yeah.
No, because I was living overseas. That was on the radio where I heard it.
Millions of children watched in horror, Scott. It was part of my childhood.
I'm sure.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's great.
Pamela in KCK. Pamela, hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Dana. I wanted to tell you about your vacuum, and I heard somebody say this earlier. I don't remember what you were talking about. Read the manual.
Oh, if I read the manual, yes, I would probably know that one setting was for hard floors and one was for carpet, but I did not.
I am a manual reader. Oh. And people, I'll tell people things about stuff that they've had for years and they never knew it.
Guess what else I did, Pamela? When I opened the box like a rabid, drunk, blind raccoon and took the vacuum out of the box, there was this plate, this orange, rubbery looking plate, and I didn't know what it was for, so I threw it away. I threw it away with the box. Because I plugged in the vacuum, the vacuum worked.
You're going to wish you had.
Oh, yeah. Weeks later, Johnny goes, where is the plate that you install on the wall for this to hang on the wall? And I go, oh. I said, I thought it was an extra piece. I didn't know what it was. I threw it out. So now we have no way to hang the vacuum on the wall. It just, and it's got rollers on it.
You could probably order one online.
I'm going to have to, Pamela, because when you put it, they were actually very smart, these engineers. When you put it against the wall to rest it, it rolls away from the wall. That's why there was a plate to hang it. I threw it away.
My brain is starting to hurt, Sam.
Starting.
Aaron on line three. Hello, buddy.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so Dana, every time I turn the radio on, there's a new surprise with you, and it cracks me up. So anyhow, the registry thing. You know, when I got married 14 years ago or so, we registered for all kinds of stuff, big stuff, little stuff. You know, some people like to buy, you know, a bunch of little things in a gift, make like a, you know, a multi-gift pack. Some people like to buy expensive things. Some people can't afford, you know, stuff. So they, you know, buy a couple wash rags. But we registered for all kinds of things that we knew we were going to take back so that we could get some of those bigger items that we wanted. We did the same thing when we had our baby, you know, for baby showers, because we didn't find out what the sex of our baby was until, you know, she was born.
Right.
And so it drove everybody nuts, and I absolutely loved it. But babies don't need anything except for onesies, you know, when they're first born. So,
well, food, you should feed them, Aaron.
Well, yes, but, you know, that comes naturally.
I want to get them a binky, too.
Yes, but you only need a few things. And so we packaged all those items that we didn't want and bought a really nice baby monitor. Or, you know, I forget what we did for our wedding, what we returned the stuff for that. But we bought something that we really wanted instead of, you know, just hoping someone would get it for us.
Hmm. All right, buddy. Hey, have a great afternoon.
Yep, you too.
Be safe, be well.
Now, we've been to a couple of weddings in the last year and a half, and money was not on the registry. There was no request for money. We would just Venmo somebody in the couple and say, like, honeymoon fund.
I feel like that's a little impersonal, but that's how we do business today. We do business. Let me ask you this, Scott. Would it be awkward if you were to someday get married again?
Yes, it would.
That you took that little wand to Macy's and registered for gifts?
Why would I register it? First of all, you said, would it be awkward if one day you got married again? You could have stopped the sentence right there.
Very awkward.
That's never going to happen. Why
if
would
you need
I,
an efficient,
isn't
by
there
the way.
Something you would need?
No.
Nothing?
No. And quite frankly, if we were to get married, and neither one of us have indicated that we want to, I'm obviously not very good at it. I wouldn't even want money. I have what I need.
It would be really awkward. I mean, and I think generally for a second marriage or whatever, you don't really ask. Like, it's more like...
No.
You throw a backyard barbecue and be done with it.
I mean, I don't need China. I've got it. Never used it.
Double sets.
But I mean, what else are you know me? I'm a minimalist.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want anything. We've got two Keurigs.
A new owl.
Ooh, I would take a Keurig.
Well, no, we use them both.
Why do you use two Keurigs?
Well, we.
Oh my gosh! Wow, we have two coffee makers.
We do.
Okay.
His and hers coffee bar, huh?
No. She gets up very early. We have one in the kitchen, right? That's the big one, the industrial size one that can make like four or five cups before you have to refill the water. And we keep the smaller one cup Keurig in the master bathroom.
Okay. That
when she gets out of the shower, she. What?
No, I think that's kind of sweet.
And every day before I leave for work, I put a new mug and a new Keurig thing okay. in there.
That is adorable.
And so when she gets up every morning, she doesn't have to go downstairs to get a cup of coffee. There's a cup of coffee ready to go.
Okay.
Being with me is a real treat.
I'm not denying it.
I make the bed every day and keep the house nice and clean.
Yeah. Okay.
Refill the Keurig.
You know how to use a vacuum?
I'm a catch. I'm
but
a catch.
It is kind of impersonal. I get that aspect of it. But we would just like give them a card and write in the card, you know, check your Venmo, smiley face.
Well, like when Rob got married, what was that, last year?
Yeah.
I just wrote him a check.
And he said, what is this?
He gave me a piece of paper with his signature.
Old man Parks and his checks again.
Angie in Gladstone. Angie, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon to y'all. Love you all and love our show. And I also have to say shout out to Dana. When you started talking, the first time you said Alaska was an island, I was in my car and I literally screamed, no, stop, stop talking, Dana. But I can totally get, I was not making fun of you. I was just cringing for you because I think many of us have thought that thought. We just didn't have the opportunity to say it on the radio.
So thank you. Thank you, Angie.
Very, very much. But I was raised, back to the topic at hand, my dad was an excellent gift giver. I mean, he was excellent. And he was adamant that you don't give money or gift cards for weddings because you want the gift so that when they use it, it's really something that they asked for. But when they use it, they think of you. Or when they see it, they think of you. However, I am now moving to the other side. Because for many of the reasons that were previously mentioned, but you know, cash, I told Sam, cash is king. And, you know, occasionally, like I had friends that got married later in life. And so I got them a cute little thing with a personalized thing with their name that said, you know, their last name established, you know, 2021 or whatever.
Oh, that's
little things
nice.
Like that are cool because they didn't need anything. And I felt money was kind of weird when you're 50 and getting married for the second time, you know.
Yep.
And I'm, you know, divorced as well. And if I don't ever want to get married again, but if by some chance I do, there will be no gifts asked for. I'll give to your favorite charity.
Good for you.
That's a good idea right there, Angie. That's a really good idea. Give to charity.
Or yeah. Give something that is personalized.
Can we go back to the bathroom Keurig?
Yes.
For the love of God. Yes.
Is there a separate room where the toilet is?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Is it all in the same room?
I knew you were going to ask that.
No, the toilet is in a separate room.
Oh, thank God. Never mind.
Off the master bathroom.
Because if it's in the same space and there are people doing their constitutional in the same space as that Keurig, you're not just getting coffee in the morning.
No, you walk into the master bathroom, which of course is right off the master bedroom. And the toilet is in its own small room at the end of the bathroom.
With a door.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, never mind.
It does have a door. Yes. Suzanne, Robert, Barb in Odessa. Hello. We'll get to you in just a minute. Here on Dana and Parks. So this guy's coming to town?
Charles Wesley Godwin. This is one of his hits, All Again. Crank this part right here. It is so good. In love with you till the end. Coming to Kansas City, just announced. He will be at Grinders September 27th. He is the artist that has always opened for, I believe, Zach Bryan. Because my son has been to that show 10 times. And he goes, it's like getting two of the best concerts you've ever seen.
Yeah, he's good.
Because he's always the one that opens for him.
He's good. All right, we're going to try to get everybody in. So make your point real quick, and then we'll get on to somebody else. Suzanne in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. So when I got married 20 plus years ago, we registered at Bed Bath & Beyond, and something we didn't like, and we took it back, and they gave us cash. So we started registering for a lot more so we could just return it, and they would give you cash. So that's how we got around the it's not etiquette to ask for cash deal.
Ooh. Are you still allowed to do that, or are they on to you if you do that now?
I think they're on to you now. somebody did it like 5 years later, and they said, oh, they won't give you cash. And I was like, oh, that's probably because we got, you know, a couple $1,000 out of the deal.
Because you robbed them blind. All right, Suzanne, thanks. Thank you for the call. Robert in Blue Springs. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
Went to a wedding this past Saturday. On their register, they wanted cash because they were buying new appliances.
Okay. Okay. And appliances are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Yep, so that's what we did. They asked for cash with new appliances, so that's what we did. We gave cash.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, and real quick, Barb in Odessa. What a way to end the show. Hello.
Hi, Sheree.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think about Seacrest and Wheel of Fortune? I think he's doing a great job.
Well, I do too. And let me tell you, Barb, guess what? We added a new fan this week.
Yep. I'm in, Barb.
Oh, I'm telling you. And he's got such neat contests. Everything. So, and he talks to the people like one-on-one. I think he's just so great.
Well, they've started that where they go to break. And I was telling Dana about this yesterday when she confessed that she now, too, is a wheel watcher.
Fan of America's Game, Barb.
They didn't do this with Pat Sajak, but now they leave his Ryan's microphone on for just a couple of seconds when they go to commercial break, so that you can hear him be really personable with with the contestants on the show. And it's a smart, it's a super smart play.
Oh, yeah. I think he's great in anything he does. He's great. And even, you know, American Idol, I was kind of disappointed in American Idol who won, because I wanted my cowboy to win, but he didn't. So
yeah. I hear you.
But I was going to tell you real quick, you know, you're talking about dishes. Years ago, I dealt in antiques. My family had antique stores and everything years. And people, I know you don't care for clutter and everything, but China has, a lot of the good China has numbers on the back. And the ones that are collector items that have the numbers are very, very, you get a lot of money out of those dishes.
So if they have numbers on the back, then that's fine China. If they don't have numbers on the back, that's unfine.
Yeah, it's more
China.
Run-of-the-mill China.
Well, it says Portland, and then it'll have a number, and there's so many of this and so many of that, and then to complete a set. There's a Mexican set that Macy's sells. I can't think of the name of it.
It's Fiesta Ware.
Yes, yes. That is, I'm telling you, the old Fiesta is worth a fortune. I mean, if anybody has that, I had a bowl that was $65.
Wow.
Back in the 50s. In the 50s, Dana. And now it's worth probably $500.
I'll be darned. Well, hey, Barb, we've got to run, but you were our last caller of the day, and it was very nice to talk to you as always.
I love you guys dearly. Have a blessed day.
Okay. And a happy anniversary to Mike and Debbie, who are listening down in Jasper, Arkansas right now.
36 years.
36 years. Good for them. Celebrating birthdays today. Mr. T is 73. I pity the fool. That's right. And Judge Reinhold is 68 today. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, my name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to each other. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.